Well, hello, gentlemen. Now, here's a sad news item. Now, this femme was overweight most of her life, and she was on the waiting list on the NHS to get an operation. You know the ones they get. But she couldn't wait that long. So she paid £2,500 to go to Turkey to have it done. But unfortunately, she died because of a botched operation. And this femme was only 20 years of age. But we kind of hear many stories coming from Turkey like this. Femmes going for a butt lift, and they die on the operating table. Sure, it's cheaper, but there's a damn good reason for that. And this femme could have got her act together and just changed her diet. But the trouble is, femmes always look for the easy fix. They also have a tablet now for overweight people, and that is causing problems as well. And let's not forget the turkey teeth. But having veneers put in isn't a one-off job. They take an awful lot of maintenance, and even more maintenance if they're not put in correctly. And we also hear nightmare stories about that as well, don't we? So I really don't understand why people are still going to Turkey to have everything done like that. But this is a very sad news item, especially when the femme was only 20 years of age. But it probably won't be the last news item like this. I'll put a link to it down below, of course. So two overweight people, say a male and a femme, have a baby. Generally speaking, that baby will be overweight too. At least it will grow up overweight. So is it genetic? Yeah, I believe it's something to do with genetics. But it's also the diet and their lifestyle. These two overweight people are feeding this child the same food that they eat. And it's probably all the wrong food. A lot of the times these overweight people are just not very active. Never really were. Why does everybody want to appear they're born perfect? Because it's goddamn who you are, not what you look like, isn't it? Well, at least it is in my mind. You take it easy, fellas.